listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back for a very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. We have a full hour of conversation with one of the most interesting men in America today, a prodigious contributor to the public policy debate in so many different ways, not least, and quite notably, his new film, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, now playing in, I believe, something on the order of 1,500 theaters around the United States. And congratulations on that, Dinesh. You were talking about Andrew Jackson's involvement with slavery. It turns out that, as you chronicle in Hillary's America, the Democratic Party has had quite a long association with that odious institution, despite the fact that it is widely seen by many contemporary blacks as their party. What's up with that?
Well, the Democratic Party was the party of slavery. Now, I'm not saying that they invented slavery, but what I am saying is that they developed the justifications for it. Politically, they protected it. Now, most people today probably think slavery was a North-South issue. The North was anti-slavery, the South was pro-slavery. But that's a little bit misleading because most Southerners did not own slaves. Most Confederates did not own slaves. And the Northern Democrats, led by Stephen Douglas, vigorously protected slavery. So the slavery debate prior to the Civil War is better understood as a debate between the pro-slavery Democratic Party, North and South, and the anti-slavery Republican Party. This is the way in which progressive Democrats today camouflage their responsibility in an odious institution like slavery. They deflect it onto the South. The South is to blame. And this is what the Democrats do with everything. The South is to blame. America is to blame. America did this. America did that. But, you know, if America did it, it would still be going on. Obviously, some Americans did it, and other Americans stopped them. So the beauty of this movie and the book is that it blows the lid on this whole progressive intellectual cover-up, if you will. And slavery is just the beginning.
Yeah. And one of the things that, of course, you document is that the Southern folks who were very much involved in this, both before and during and, of course, after the Civil War, were Southern Democrats. We're talking with Dinesh D'Souza, the driving force behind Hillary's America. If you have not seen it, I strongly urge you to get out and see it and take your family and friends, for that matter. Andrew Johnson was another figure in this this story that you chronicle. In the post-assassination period, when Abraham Lincoln was removed from the scene, talk a bit about his role in helping to sort of exacerbate some of this sort of racial tension that that you document so well in the film.
Well, Johnson was Lincoln's vice president, and many people don't know that he was a Democrat, and he's the one who thwarted the idea of reparations because the Republicans had proposed that confiscated Confederate land after the war be divided up, and some of it given to former slaves so that they could begin a new life, 40 acres and an army mule, if you will. But Johnson and the Democrats conspired together to block that. They issued blanket amnesties, returned the land to the old plantation owners, and there were blacks who actually were on this land, and they had to be evacuated by federal troops. So the reparation scheme that the Republicans attempted was thwarted by the Democrats. And also, interestingly, people talk about the civil rights movement today, and they mean the civil rights movement of the 60s, but the Republicans are the ones who had a huge civil rights movement in the 1860s. This involved the 13th Amendment, permanently abolishing slavery, the 14th Amendment, granting equal rights under the law, and the 15th Amendment, granting the right to vote. And the Democrats were bitterly opposed to all three of those amendments. So when Democrats say, you know, we did civil rights, A, that's not true. But B, what they really mean is that we finally came around to supporting the civil rights that we ourselves blocked for 100 years.
Yeah. One of the other rather striking figures in all of this, which you again depict brilliantly, and I just want to say, I think what you've created kind of as a genre, Dinesh, is a film that combines a little bit of your own personal story and your narrative with the classic documentary interviews with the talking heads, but also some very well done, very high quality reenactments of key moments. And your treatment of Woodrow Wilson as a figure that that was a prominent bad actor in some of this story, I suspect would be among the least known of Americans. Talk a little bit about his role as president.
Yeah, the idea, Frank, of reenactments I actually got from the movie Titanic, when the woman is looking at the jewel, and then you kind of go inside the story that the jewel represents. And we use that technique in this movie as well. Now, after slavery, the Democrats became the champions of segregation. And again, you know, people say, you can't just generalize like that, Dinesh. Well, yes, I can. Every segregation law, without exception, was passed by a Democratic legislature and signed by a Democratic governor. There is actually no exception to that rule. Woodrow Wilson, as a progressive in the early 20th century, represents both the segregationist side of the Democratic Party. He extended segregation in the government, but he also represents the revival of the Ku Klux Klan. Because by airing an infamous movie, Birth of a Nation, a movie in which the Ku Klux Klan is the hero, at the White House, he inspired a Klan revival that spread beyond the South into the Midwest, into the West. And so this is actually pretty remarkable. We think of Wilson as this internationalist, the League of Nations, and so on. But this other side of Wilson is very important and represents the way that the left made a transition from being just the party of segregation to also being the party of so-called progressivism. Progressivism, in this case, involving social engineering, social Darwinism, eugenics, and all kinds of other sordid and murderous schemes.
Mm-hmm. He, of course, was not alone in all of this, but it is rather striking that his reputation is pretty strongly that of a man who was on the progressive side. And I guess that's what really comes across so powerfully in this film is the, well, rather checkered, shall we say, attitude of and agenda of progressives, as they've from time to time called themselves, alternating, I guess, between that and liberals.
Hillary was asked recently if she was a liberal, and she goes, no, I'm an early 20th century progressive. And the term progressive to the innocent is sort of like, well, it's obviously about progress. But the progressives meant something by that term. It wasn't just generically progress. Progress in what direction? Well, for them, it meant progress in terms of complete centralization of power and social control. Control not just over your pocketbook, but over your ordinary life. And so Margaret Sanger, for example, one of the early progressives, founder of Planned Parenthood, kind of heroine to Hillary Clinton, who got the Sanger Award in 2009 in Houston and, you know, proclaimed the virtues of Margaret Sanger. Well, Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. And somebody who, you know, people say, well, she just wanted people to space their pregnancy. She wanted people to have fewer children. No, she wanted wealthy white people, educated people to have more children. And she wanted poor brown and black people to have no children. And she supported schemes like forced sterilization for that to happen. She was even an inspiration for the early Nazi sterilization laws in the 1930s. So this horrid woman who had a Negro project to reduce the size of the black population is actually a contemporary inspiration and heroine to an aspiring president of the United States.
Yeah. I think one of the real high points of this film was the drill down that you did on Sanger and her Negro project, as she called it. And then that really chilling sort of endorsement of her by Hillary Clinton. It couldn't have been more direct and categorical.
And we see that this is not, see, some people think that, Dinesh, you're doing history. This is stuff that occurred in the past. Wait a minute. We show in the film that there are the recordings of phone calls to Planned Parenthood where guys are saying, how about if I give you money just to eliminate black babies? There's just too many blacks around. Or what if we want to reduce the black population? And the people from Planned Parenthood are like, great, yeah, absolutely, we'll do it. Yeah, we're for it.
That was before they got on to body parts, which was a whole nother story. Hey, Dinesh, we have to pause for just a second. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.